Episode 650, Confessions of an Upset Mama Emotionally Shipwrecked.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy day, ladies. How are you feeling today? I hope your week has been awesome. Today is Confession Day. Fill your day with joy. Right now, think of something beautiful. Anything. Maybe it's the red tree that is outside your front door. Maybe it's a little smile that your hubby gave you, that little cute smirk that only he can, that just lightened up your day. Think of something that brings joy, something beautiful right now. I want you to grasp onto it. Because you see, I want it to melt away all the negativity. I want you to come with a clean heart today. Something fresh, because we're talking about something very deep and it's emotionally shipwrecked. And it's going to take maybe a little bit out of us. Because when you start dealing with emotions, we all get a little bit upset. So that's what we're chatting about today. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am delighted that you're here. Happy that you happened to stumble upon us. Because you know what? It's no happenstance that you're here. Oh no. I believe you were brought here for a reason. And I hope today is a magnificent day. And if you haven't already had the opportunity, you can head on over to createyournow.com and you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solution that's going to help keep your life simpler as you pursue to have that happy, healthy lifestyle that you so dream of. Those passions and those dreams within you. Everything in life worth having takes work. And nothing comes easy. As much as we would like to wave that magic wand, it would be awesome. But we can't. And when your child is emotionally shipwrecked, you can't help but wish everything could be better. You wish you could wave that magic wand. You know, mama wand is what I like to call it. Wave that magic mama wand. Make it all happen. Make it all go away. But at times, you just can't do that. It's called life. They have to walk through their own fire. They have to figure out life for themselves. And as much as we use our experiences to help teach them, to help guide them, to show them the way, they are still experiencing life from their perspective, their point of view. Did you know kids get stressed? Yeah, I know. It is breaking news that kids get stressed. They get worried. But we don't give them enough credit for their concerns. You know, I had a girlfriend who was going through a really tough time in her marriage. And she would, you know, confide in me and she'd say, you know what, Christiane, I just don't get it. You know, the kids, we're not arguing in front of them. We're not doing anything wrong in front of them. But they like know already that something's up and we haven't said anything. And I had to tell her and remind her, I'm like, man, kids are just sometimes as intuitive, sometimes more than we are. They can feel it. They can sense it. They watch how the two, the hubby and the wife, are going to interact. How's mom and dad looking today? Are they talking sweet to each other? Or if things begin to shift, they get that feeling. Kids get stressed. And really, I think they get more stressed now with technology. Not because of technology, but because we have access to it. There's no downtime for these kids. They can go on the internet and search for just about anything. And that also means that they can go on the internet and maybe find things that they shouldn't be finding at whatever age they're at. There's the good and the bad. But sometimes they find things or they latch onto them or they meet a friend or something happens at school and kids begin to get stressed. They get concerned. Did you know that your child may actually be concerned about their project? It's not just about you concerned, and the grades aren't just your grades, but they're concerned too. Our children are forced to grow up way too fast. What happened to them playing and exploring? What happened to them enjoying and experiencing life only the way a child can? I mean, truly, seeing the life through the eyes of a child, seeing this world, is so much different than looking through my eyes or your eyes. We push our children. We put pressure on our children, and not because that's really what we want to do. We want them to succeed. We want them to have better than what we did. And so sometimes that means, yes, we are pushing them. I'm guilty. I pressure mine. I push them. I'm like, you need to do better. And I have to be careful, right? Because as a recovering perfectionist, I want them to do that 120%. But I want them, the difference here though is, okay, I want them to do their better than their 120%. Whatever their best is, I want them to do better. I want them to push to that next level. Because I do believe that we've got to help to set expectations. If we lower the ceiling too far, our kids are only going to go up that high. So we do have to stretch them. But sometimes we stretch them the wrong way. And we push. And we prod at them. We put pressure on them. Maybe you're doing that in your child's life, young or old. I mean, you can do this to a three-year-old and not realize it. What responsibilities are you giving to your three-year-old? I know my mom would tell me, oh, honey, yeah, I don't know why I made you do this. And it was not that you couldn't handle it. But when your brother was born, you were responsible for the diaper bag. My mom could not breastfeed us, so we were formula fed. At least we got food, right? So I'm not going to complain. But it was my responsibility. And if I did not make sure that that bag was packed, my brother's diaper didn't get changed. He didn't get fed. And whose fault was it? Mine. Mine. So now let's really think about this. Would you have your four-year-old packing the diaper bag? Now, of course, I was child number one. I was like the best. I was so mature at the age of four, right? But are we pushing too fast? Are we putting that pressure on our children? Now, I got to say, probably with my mom, it was actually a blessing because I'm able to do a lot of different things and I can move through things very, very fast. And most of the time, I do it very, very well. But just because I can do that, because that's my personality, because that's who I am, doesn't mean that I need to what? Put that pressure on my child. But sometimes we do that. And I know I sometimes don't stop long enough to realize what I'm doing. And then all of a sudden, I'll notice that my child's emotionally shipwrecked. She doesn't know or he doesn't know if they're coming or going. They're kind of done. They're spent. They don't know what to do. Do you see your child's emotional struggle? Do you stop long enough to see that they may be emotionally shipwrecked? I raise this point because our children are growing up way too fast. With technology, it's easy. And with technology, it's also harder to turn things off, to stop the world from going round. You think we have access 24/7 to news, and we get stuff that's happening on the other side of the world within minutes of something happening. Sometimes that can be good. But sometimes that can be bad. And when that stuff comes into your feed, whether it's your TV feed, your social media feed, whether it's even just the text feed, there's so much coming at them. They're being bombarded. They're being pushed to grow up way too fast. They're being pushed to see things that really they shouldn't be faced with right now. They're supposed to be playing in the sandbox. They're supposed to be out having cool adventures and going on explorations in the forest, you know, and packing their lunches and seeing what cool creatures that they find, these little snails or all these different rocks. And then they come home and they try to polish them. Remember those good old days. But our children aren't getting that. Because they're getting this taste of technology and they're getting pushed in these expectations of who they're supposed to be. I mean, we're asking them at age 4, 5, and 6, who do you want to be when you grow up? It's like we stick this microphone right in their face and we're expecting an answer. And then we begin to what? Oh, groom them. Oh, my man, he is going to be a NFL football player. Oh, yes, he is. We make sure he has the best coach. He's got the best cleats. He's got the best of everything. We really know the likelihood of that happening. Very, 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 very slim. But that's what we do. We push them with our own expectations and sometimes even our own intentions. We want them to live a life that we didn't have. We want them to have opportunities that we didn't get or that maybe we even missed. I want to remind you that it's their life to live, not ours. And even though our intentions may be good, it can still hurt our precious babies. As an adult, too. Yeah, you and I, we can become emotionally shipwrecked. Has there been a time in your life that you don't remember or can't remember if you were coming or going, if you had some huge tornado and storm in your life? Oh, I can remember. Very vividly. Probably a few times. Not just one time. Where sometimes you find yourself crying and laughing all at the same time. You're so confused. Your body doesn't know what to do. But you see, this is so important that we understand where our emotions are because our emotions can lead our decisions. I want to say that again because it's important that you hear this. Our emotions can lead our decisions, the choices that we make. And the choices that we make, the tiny ones every single day, those tiny ones, even those tiny whispers of decisions that we have to make that become what? Our habits. Our emotions are involved. And when our emotions are involved, that can be good and bad. They can serve us well, but can also what? Destroy us at the same time. We are emotionally engaged creatures. But when we're emotionally shipwrecked, it's not going to help us much at all, is it? There's not a benefit there. Our decisions can become irrational when we're kind of messed up emotionally. When we don't have our quote-unquote head on our shoulders. You've heard that term. I know it's not the shampoo. We must take time with our children and with ourselves. Because if not, if we're not making time to take care of who our babies are and who we are as an individual, what happens? Overload, confusion. And can we make any great decisions when we're confused, when we're overloaded and overwhelmed? No. And you think a 4 or 5, a 12, 13, 15-year-old, a 21-year-old, do you think they could do the same? You have many more years of experience and wisdom on you. How can you expect your child to make a rational decision? Most of our decisions when we're emotionally shipwrecked are what? Irrational. And sometimes we just make the wrong ones. Or we try to justify the wrong ones. Either way you look at it, it's wrong. And we're not in a healthy state of mind. And so maybe you are having this in your family right now. Maybe you're going through it personally. Maybe you feel emotionally shipwrecked. Maybe you've been having some tough times in your business. Your clients are just, they're kind of going not necessarily against you, but somewhat they are. They've asked for your consult and you've given it to them, but then they in turn go and ask somebody else for it. And now you're like, well, wait a minute, you're undermining me. And maybe you're questioning, do I really have this technique? Do I really know what I'm doing? And your emotions are going rampant. And you're going, man, I don't know if I should be happy, mad, sad, glad. Should I jump up and down? Should I stomp my feet or should I just go bury my head in the sand? It's not fun when you feel like you're out of control. And your emotions are just kind of dangling in the air and you feel like you could crack at any moment. Whether you're feeling that or whether your child might be feeling that, I want to give you this kiss. The kiss, the keep it simple strategy. Make time to give time. Make time to give time. And this is how you're going to do it. Number one, you're going to open yourself to intently listening. I want you to start a conversation. When you start that conversation with your child or with your spouse or with your girlfriend, with your mom, I want you to open up the dialogue and then I want you to be quiet. I want you just to listen to them. Just listen to what they have to say. Listen to the words that are being used. Number two, hear then their thoughts, their hurts, and concerns with no judgment. Did you get that little last part in there? No judgment. You see, Mom, it's tough to do that no judgment part because we are so wise with our experience. We know what we're supposed to do. We know what we're supposed to say, how things are supposed to be done in life, how they should turn out. We've got it all mapped out. But you see, this is not your life to live. It's their life to live. And it's up to you to help guide them through it. So we do that by being quiet. Make time to give time. Open yourself up to intently listening. And when you hear the hurts and their concerns, pass no judgment. Just listen. And then number three, help them come to a resolution. But let it be their resolution, not, oh, I've got the best idea. This is what you need to do, Sammy. Sammy, this is exactly what it is. And then lay it out for them. No. Help them figure that out. Help little Sammy figure out what he needs to do. Whether it's little Sammy and he's had an argument with his best friend who lives next door because his best friend happened to take his ball home with him. And his best friend really, I mean, honestly, didn't take it on purpose, but Sammy is a little upset. Let little Sammy figure out what he can do to go and get his ball back so he doesn't feel like he's been hurt by his neighbor friend. It's important that you help open up that decision part within his brain to understand it. Because you see, little Sammy is going to become what? Big Sammy. When Big Sammy happens to come up and they're at college and he's having issues with his roommate for taking things or quote unquote borrowing things without asking, he can use some of those skills that you what? Took time to give him. You stopped long enough to listen and to guide him, to listen to his hurts and his concerns, his thoughts with no judgment, so he could kind of figure his way through. So then when he's out there being Big Sammy, he can do the same and maybe even on his own. Make time to give time. And maybe you right now are emotionally shipwrecked and you're like, gosh, darn it, I need something. I wish my kids could listen to me. Well, it's not their place to listen to us. Sometimes when they get older, yes. But that's why we need others. We need people around us to love and support us unconditionally. I want to invite you to a breakthrough strategy session with me. It is totally free. All you have to do is click on the link in the show notes and it will begin the discussion of us coming together and setting up a time where you can chat about this. You don't want to try and bury this. If this is something that's been eating at you for a while now, don't let it eat at you any longer. There's a reason why you're here. You're not here just by happenstance. You're not here because, oh, you just wanted to press play because it's cool. I appreciate that you think this is cool and I love and it brings joy to my heart that you take the time and you invite me into your ears, into your mind, into your home. But you see, there's a bigger picture here. You're not playing this just because. I believe that wholeheartedly. So take time for yourself. I'm making time to give time to you. Click on the breakthrough strategy and let's just chat. Let's try and figure this out together. Let me help guide and coach you. And let's see what happens. You were created on purpose for a purpose. And as much as life likes to throw at us, there's only so long you can live amongst struggles and troubles and hurts. It's time that you become unshipwrecked. Let's get this boat back in the water And I want you to go out and have an absolutely incredible day. I want you to feel revived within your soul. I want you to have that hope beating so strong within you that you're like, yes, yes, I can. Because remember, your emotions lead your decisions. Where are your emotions today? Take an emotional check. See where they are. Are you feeling good? Or maybe you need a little bit of a chat. I'm here for you if you need that. Cheers to you on this glorious day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.